Beginn der Karin darf, man sagt, es geht in der Mem, beginn der Beis, beginn der Test, man beginn der Gemache, because like, gitte dich Rüssel Schmei. And he wrote him a get of emancipation on his name. Which says Tysis, Lein Nihir Lebein Shmuel Pesha Kunjus. Ben Shmuel does not like Rash's interpretation of the fact that he says, what Al Shmei of who? Al Shmei the cut. Meaning that the Apotropos is working in the name of the minor. So, and then he doesn't like it. Why? Because Shmei is a cut in Klum Latir Baschirin. What do you mean? He's functioning in the medium of the minor. The minor doesn't have an authority to permit this Evid to marry a free woman. We find that a cotton could acquire biblically his yavama, but the ainois and get that she actually cannot give a get until it becomes an adult. Now, says even though a young boy of 6 or 7 that they could consider something sold when this movable items as they were brings later on in Testament Alf. If it says hi new bamam in Davka, specifically regarding monetary halacha, the Hafka Bas and Hafka. But regarding the halacha of Isser of permitting in the Baschirin? What right could this cotton do that? You're saying that the Apotropos works for the cotton? Tell Nero the fact rather appears to have been to explain the Chasim legita Ashmei the Apotropos. Who's Ashmei? On the name of Apotropos. Now, so now you have to address the question. I forgot about although in general in Apotropos in Rishon Leitzim Lechevos, as the Gemara tells us later on the Beizim and Aleph, Apkirtik is not allowed to just let a slave of the mind go free. So it says, yeah, but it'll be keeping the asash like a hagin since the father did inappropriately. Like noisil ben nai cotton to give over the kinya to his minor son. So if kiru bezin. So bezin was mafkirit ben this new apotropos and they gave the permission to apotropos l'shachar to them. Freem kizaminan, like we say later in the bezim and al, the apotropos in term in the master lechel, they could take up trumas and meister for the kid to eat. So you see, in certain cases, we do give them rights to sell things. Now, it says you, but Apotropos, that, wait a second, how could they take up Trumas and Maisis? It has to be the Balabas and not caretakers. Elder rather says, obviously, because Hefka Bezin Hefka, because they declare it ownless, and if Kiru Bezin Atulishal Tinik, and Bezin makes the grain of the child ownless, when it's new Apotropos, and they give it over to Apotropos, that he can take up Trumas, and that that he shouldn't eat untied produce. Which Tosis then said, the truth is, Ubalek Kushe Zuzi, which Tosis bothered by the question, he says, wait a second, then you shouldn't have to shake coins in front of the child. It's not the child doing it, it's the Papachopis. So it says, yeah, but Lotsu Bezin Lavkirai. The court didn't want to be mafkrid, Litin Lapachopa Lashachar, to give the rights to Lapachopis to free him totally, because the Inanachalawa that children think it's not appropriate to go against what the child really wants. So they had to first get him on board, even though they didn't really have to, but they felt that would be appropriate. But then who's doing it? It's not the cotton, it's Apotropos. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, she explains, actually, the Hocha Lav Knasu, it's not true, it's not a penalty, the way Rabbeinu Shmuel said it. Medelei Kamar, for the fact that the Gemara doesn't say, oh, the famous Talmudic phrase, who asked Shleik Hagen, he did inappropriate, Lavi Knas Lishleik Hagen, so we do inappropriate to him, Gedom, Bivamis, Pek Beshamay, on the Kofiotim and Aleph, Aval rather. The wording here is rather, Kasha Asa, Kenya Asa Loi. As he did, so will be done to him. So that's a different type of wording. Habadina, that's the Allah Kiddash Kamsir Prekashel and Mamatin of Kafal from Ahmed Beis. Which, like we're saying, it's a din. Habadina said Taisis, meaning it's not a knas. And it's an ikradin. Ubedin Yochla Apotropos Lashachar Derech Mechira. Now, truth is, from the Allah, is the Apotropos could free him through the way of a sale, k'daminan, like we say, and we said this on Daf Lama Chasim Abayz, or later on Daf Beis Amin Aleph, that they could sell it to others. And according to Rebbe, he can give his own value and leave, but Philip Lay Kikushi Zuzi. And the truth is, even without shaking coins for the child, Apotropos has the rights to do this. I'm sure the Mexico chucha betlul, but it looks like a joke, because I didn't go mid tzabeach shalom, because the child's screaming, don't tell. Lefish av melamdu letzabeach, because the father trained him to scream, the colossus of the sun, people can stop remembering what's going on over here. When you shake the coins, you're not going to be concerned for what his father's saying. So, again, therefore, it's Ashmei the Apotropos, but it's not like the Rabbi Shmuel said, but Maknas, rather, it's Mekad. Now, begin to the truth is, he didn't really need to have a get shechur because the kesef gam b'leishtar, truth is money, concludes the sale without even the document because the dafka b'yitzah b'rashay b'adim. It's only when you leave because you got the eye or the teeth knocked out that it could matzav shtar. That's when you need to have a document from the ksevi shalchen ishus and the frigid amrin and like we said before, come the kedushin of abdam and base. So why over here do we have that he wrote mishtar? And l'fishat nasal kor chashav. It's only because it was done against the will of the father. Took mejabanan legidei chalusa. Simply rabbinic concern, which Tais has mentioned, like and it's later on similar in Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph. Shall lo yomel avdi alter and say, what do you mean you're my slave? Because like almost like it was forced on him. So if you have a get shechur, so that proves that he's not a zevid. So, but it's only rabbinically, really biblically, you don't even need to have a shtar shechur. Next Tais Mem Aleph begin with the Gemara. Chashina shem mazik leil de acher. We could turn that maybe he was mazakit him to someone else, so maybe he did give it to him. Which Tais explains, hi chashinan. This time we're using the word chashina, and it's not really like as generally translated as like, oh, we're concerned. Rather, have a vada. It's definitive. The Gemara brought on the New Testament base, is that that's what we're saying, that's what it was. And here also, we believe him, what he's saying, not because we're concerned, because that's definitely what he did. Next, says, so who's the part does badin? So that's by the Makabal. As we're saying, so we believe him to the nuisance. Because as Tais explains, it says, regarding the giver, who he's also admitting, so to speak, that he gave it, that we don't say that. Because sometimes he thinks that he received it from the Zachaba and he married him, but he didn't accept. Whereas the Makabal knows if he did or he didn't. Now, this being my ass, me oichel peiros. What do you mean, me oichel peiros? What do you mean? It's clearly does badin, so that the nisin perish no ba'almahu. That's in general. It wasn't going on what we're discussing. Kedemasig, as you come out, in other words, emboli pligi, they're not disagreeing. And therefore, it's not, it's the same idea that, yeah, because based on the halacha, it does badin, k'mei edin dami abu the mekabal. Some have the text over here. Meicher is the Eichel Peres. Meicher is the Nisan. Next, that's not to bring the Gemara. Hektish Chometz Meshich B'chulu. That those three things will remove from Meshich. The text brings that Pirsh B'Kondri Rashi explains the Dafka Kedusha Saguf Mefkim Neshibit. Specifically, a physical sanctity, a hektish like of the Mizbeach, that removes from the Shibit. Kedusha Zamalai, but just a momentary sanctity will not remove the Shibit. Like it sounds like Gemara Eichen, Chavik Lavez, Berg Alba Pink, Shuvah Zavnat 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 Zavnat. We also say this idea, that we say Shani Kinnomis, Kinnomis are different than Kedusha Guf Nani. And we bring Kedurah V'Vuchulu. So the story of the Mashmah sounds like, yeah, Daf Kedusha Guf Mefkim Neshibit, only a physical sanctity like Kinnomis will remove from the Shibit from the Lean. And so this is a question of Entam. This is difficult to Entam. Why? Because if you consider that is in the domain of the borrower. If the date of the loan has not yet reached, so okay, it's considered possession of the borrower. If he makes it in the monetary sanctity, it shows removed from the Shibud, because it's his. So of course, he'd be marked, it should even just the Kedush is dumb. And the Eloi Chashim B'Shuz, if it's not considered in his domain, then even the physical sanctity should not remove it from the Malva. Because the Chiyakdish is basic, if it says in the Torah, when a man's going to sanctify his house, which Gemara Darshan's, and Babu Kamad of Samachas Mabez, my base of Beshrus is just like his house in his domain, of Beshrus also, whatever is in his domain, it can be Magdash, but it's not in his domain. So what's the why should it make a difference in Kedusha's Dhamma, Kedusha Gov? So, memory, the Reese says, the Rebbe Latame, Rebbe goes according to his reasoning, which this Halacha Rabba, the Omar, he says, the Chay Kosh, the Gemara Psachim, the Flam, and Alf, and Alf. He says, the Baal Chay, when it comes to a creditor, Mekan Lo Bahu Gaiva, his collection is that it's considered his from here on, but it's not like retroactively, it was always his. And b'chashav b'shusai, and it's considered in his domain, meaning in the so that's what Taisa says. But dafka kedusha guf, that's just saying specifically a physical sanctification like pidyon in which you cannot redeem. Okay, mafkim adeshi, but that's going to remove it from the lien. Could go in shortam lemizbeach. For example, if you take a shortam and you designate it for the mizbeach, you owe from the shor, the guf for shor itself, you owe the guy. But you make a kedusha guf, okay? So it's hektish. Economist, the perek alpha peak suvis of nuntesim beis. It's the law. The parsua misna biyavomis perek amana daf samagvam beis. What these are all physical sanctities, that's the cloak that you put over a dead person, which really it's owed to the wife. But you make it like burial shroud, so it's already it took on a physical sanctity for the dead, which you can't have enough from tachrichim of a dead person. But al kapon, regarding all these cases, the kivin shechal shal achas, once it takes effect one moment, So Leipaka, it's not going to be removed. Because Le'adiv Shibud Minasina is Damim. Because a loan is not any stronger than giving money. And even if you gave money, that still doesn't make it yours. And the hectares can take effect. And B'chein Chametz, B'chein Shikhar is the same thing. That since it's a physical sanctity, it's going to take effect. So the Tosafot explains, this is the thing that we're talking about, what's by Shikhar. That Mefarash Rishon LeShamah explains the time of the reason is Mishum Dulimitzin Eben Mishtacher. Don't find the slave that freed, B'chein Mishtabed, and becomes a slave again. So Sevanik Rishon is exactly what we're explaining. Yeah, so like Rava goes, L'shitasai, that he says that it's only Mekan L'abod, that it's in the Shos of the creditor. But up until then, it's in the Shos of the debtor, the Leiva. So, yeah, we're showing you that he could be Makdish, and once it's Kaddish, it's really as a physical sanctity. You can't remove the burial shrouds. You cannot remove the guy who he has Shikhar ready. And he reads that, we explain the Kedush HaGuv, Kedush HaKhayl, once it takes effect, so the pocket's not going to be removed. But now, to answer the question, Avol Kedush is Damim, but regarding monetary sanctity, Loi Olam Koyach HaKedush Mekoyach Makdish, the Koyach of what Hektish has in it now is not any more than what the guy who sanctified it, meaning, so good, the Makdish owed it to the Malva. And now Hektish owes it, because Kibin Yishla Pidyon, there is redemption for Kedushas Damaru, Lifkaya, you could remove it, Kedashka said they make now, if you're found by a void field, Kehektish Lekech, when the Lekech goes to Makdish, the Chesez Labam Yabba does go back to the Bam Yabel, I, he was Makdish, because only Kedushas Damim. So therefore, that's a difference that you're right. He could be Makdish, but that won't remove the Shibud when it's Kedushas Damim, because it has a Pidyon in contrast to Kedushas Guf, but once it takes effect, it cannot be removed. Now, so if this is the case, this is what his principle is based on, his sheet of Mekan Labo, and only Kedush Taguf, which takes effect in the thing itself, and that can't be removed. So why doesn't he count Mace to Gurna? He did slow, like we just brought that case of the dead person, that putting on the shrouds over him, it's like it takes effect. No one could remove it anymore. He only quotes Hektish Chametz Shechah, why doesn't he count Mace? So the Vabidazar, same thing. He makes his house designated for collection. Then he bows down to it. Now, if you the Shibud, the fact that Vabidazar now removed it from the Shibud, so why don't you count those two? So the reason the Mishnah Tabach Al Hektish really included in this category of Hektish, which is the same idea that it's a intrinsic change, a shift in the item itself. Why doesn't he count the case of a sale? If you make your shari now into a collector's item, meaning to collect from, and the mechagai and you sell it as the gemara brings, but becoming your alvam base, the imachlub gemenu credit cannot collect from over there. Since this is now hasam over there is takanta de rabbani. That's because it's a rabbinic institution. Mishum seid lekuches, only because the loss of lekuches is less than kala. It's not really a halacha like we're saying over here. Therefore, it's not comparable. It's just a takanta de rabbani because. Because when we make his slave into a poetic and he sells the credit could collect from it. Given this, because the word does get out, and they're careful. So we see that that's a different halacha, just depending on if he sold his thing. We don't want now the guy who bought to get from the collections because he didn't know about it. But if he did know about it, then yeah, because he'll be able to be careful. But you should have another point you could say is. To answer these questions, like Chashav Elahana Klasa, the reason why we quote only these three, not other things which have the similar characteristics, she Mishnaisa Brais is because they're either learned from Mishnah Brais. The Sheikh Shamin Mavzin the Hacha, the Halacha Sheikh we learn from our Mishnah, as obviously our Sugi is discussing regarding this Halacha. The Chamez, we learn from the Perakal Shah, Psachim Nakhlam Adalf Manalf. The Kanamez, we learn from Perakal Vikis, who is of the Testament base. So since we have Tanoic sources, that's why we quote them. Well, Mez, Babi Desar, or Mecha, those three cases that we asked from, the Lashim Inlub and Mishnah Brais. So Lechashav, we don't count them. And Tosafot continues, says, and the Gemara Baba Kamen of Lamegillon based on that the Gemara tells us, Hikdishay Muktish. If someone is Makdish, a Shur Tam, so it can be Kaddish. Mishim de Rabavo, Abel Kaddish Gemur Eloi. But it's not going to have a full sanctity. Which, in short, the question that's being asked over here is that I thought, according to Rabba, Hektish could be Mafkir from Shibudim, even if you owe this from the Shur Tam to the one that was damaged. So it says, no, ikluk mafle b'rol mizbech. You can even explain it that when it's fit for mizbech, the loch ain't mafkim in the shibud the nizik. Still, even this kedusha guf is not going to move from the shibud the nizik. Why? So the reason is because the kibin dein yochel l'salke b'zuzi, since he cannot remove him with money, afle b'shmol k'mifash b'kam niach. So my the rubber would agree to my frehu gaiva, since he can't remove it with money. Usually you say, okay, you know, it's only from here on because you can pay with money. So the fact that he's collecting with this item now is only from Mikan Labo. No, even rubber would agree that in that case this is the only thing you collect from. That means from the moment of the hezek, it actually is already, and therefore you cannot be makdash. This is the time we're going to say, wait a second, keeping the kinomas mevhimadi should be kaktish, going back to one of the three items that we had mentioned in the case of ksubas, that another kinomas is mevhimadi should be like hektish. It's equivalent to these three things that Rava is saying. Tim Kain, he says you have a question. They call leiva every single borrower yefki in the chasav min amalva. He could remove his estate from the malva. Sheslobe kinomas, they'll just make it forbidden as a nether. And that's it. The lender won't be able to collect. So what does it help by having collateral? There's some that we can say that Balmur Rabban Lishibud Balchayv. That you're right. Really, that should happen. But the rabbis strengthened the lien that a creditor has. Find that the husband's lien on his wife's property. The rabbis made it stronger than just in general, because and says to his alkoch love dafki the baal. Obviously, it's not necessarily just by the husband, because the breisha madin gemar ksubis of ayin madal partly more as keeping the mishabed law. That so the question is, since he's indebted to her, how could he make a neder? You think he could just remove her shibud? So it says almost. So you see, obviously, make her shibud also. So it's everyone, and therefore, although technically it should be allowed to remove the shibud, we don't just let that. But I mean, what do you mean? We see that the dead person acquires the bearer's rod, mafkila shibud adish, and it does remove the shibud that the woman has on that cloak, because since the yarsha put the cloak on the her late husband's body. So it says yeshlachal, you could differentiate, because the lemin al-mur, they didn't say that they're going to strengthen the balchayv's position. Only if it's a neder that makes it only forbidden on the credit. Because the ill of the day, if it's forbidden to him also, then sure, it actually is permitted. Because Kimidim is Kavanah Lafkir Shibuda, that meaning tis the ill of the day, but for him making it shari, oh, that's what we say, okay, you're doing it only in the Balchai, but we're not going to let you just do that to get away from it. Because Kimidim is Kavanah Lafkir Shibuda, your intent is only to remove the lien. But where the item is going to become permanent on everyone, including themselves too, could be missing the hektish, like the case of the dead person, the hektish, the kedusha sakov, which is a physical sanctity, loyal mulishibud, then they did not strengthen the shibud, and therefore, by the case of the dead person, it will take effect. That's the same thing we're going to say, but he holds that, no, not like Rabbi. Not like this halacha Rabbi. He holds that it's retroactive that you collect the thing. It was always yours, this thing that you end up collecting. So how are we answering to explain the halacha of the Mishnah over here? Which we were based on the halacha of Rava, but the Kedrava lemats lishnuye. But he can't answer like Rava, because by lesser than Mavkim in the Shibud, he doesn't hold his group from the Shibud, because we said Rava is lishnuye based on the Kalaba, but Kim in the Sabbath lemafayu gaiva. When he holds it's retroactive. So the whole answer of the Gemara falls off. The Gemara wanted to know who's freeing him. So he said, oh, his first master. So, because we said that he doesn't really doesn't owe anything to the second master, because Rebbe holds it could be mafkia, but it's not true according to Abai. According to Abai, it was the second master's. Now, so to Ula namel motzlishnai, he can't. It's like Ula, the comment that he says shur zadin, that meka din, that Allah is that in Ebed Chayv Klum Mitzvahs, which is the second shah in the Gemara, and that's what we're saying, that in Ebed Chayv Klum in Mitzvahs, And the reason that is because Ulabaya Damal Mafrehu Gaiva, that he says they're retroactively collect. I mean, the Shapa Act, the Shapa Zavan. What do you mean? That means the second one did appropriate when he was Maktish and did sell. But I feel like Avid Shavu Yesim Nachayiv, and even if it's worth more than the debt, his portion is free to what he told him. So he should be Mukhliv and Mitzis. So how do we understand the Quran of Abaya? What you can say is that by Mefarash Kula, not like Ula, not like Rava, obviously, because not like his Shita. We can go and do it to live with the Salka Bazuzi. And where the borrower wants to go ahead and remove him with money, it comes out that really the Malva never really had the seven. And he has no rights. And that's why we say Mekar, then he doesn't have any rights. He wouldn't be cleaving any mitzvahs, because he wanted to remove him with money and not with the Evid. Necessarily, even though we're going to say, but it's still the parsu I'm missing. Going back to that case again with the cloak that they put on the dead person, am I kind of missing it? Why do we say that the dead person acquires it as burial shrouds? but they can't remove her with money, because the dinimah, the halacha is with her, that she gets to keep what's hers. If that's the case, Maider Rava Hasam, so Rava agrees with the Dumafrey who gave her, that it's retroactive, the collection. The prepared called Shah, because over there on the Flamen Alvin first time the Rava, the Gemara explains, what's the reason that Rava keeping the Lahavale Zuzi? Because if he would have money on the Salik, he would be able to remove her money. Shtakeh, it comes that you're acquiring only right now, but that's only when you can remove money. When you can't, he agrees with Lahavale. If that's the case with Lahavale, so why is the mess being a coin? It's already the woman's. Vishnu says, but the existence of Kabakim is still keeping the Mishtamshim, it's the law. That since the Yerushim are allowed to utilize the cloak, las mekalchasim, to use it whatever they want to, until she gets it, and then machrib, they sell the term lekuchas, she wouldn't be able to collect from lekuchas, and then they would be able to remove her with monies. So I mean, so we say that still mikan labahogayv, it is considered as if she's collecting from here on, and that's why ultimately when they put on the mess is going to be koina from their actions.